Hello?
Hi, is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tom, this is Jo from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So your file was sent over to us late yesterday. I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And just bear with me. I'm probably going to confirm some information you already told Julian. So I have you as the 100% owner of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it looks like you started the business about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And according to my notes here, you're looking for about $30,000 to $40,000, to pay off some vendors.
Right.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about the vendors and what type of vendors and things like that?
Yeah, so it's all my suppliers.
Okay.
My suppliers of hardwoods for cabinetry, suppliers for lumber for general construction purposes.
Okay. And is this for
I'm just looking to open up some space so that I can take on more projects.
Okay. So is the funds going towards previous project that you bought the inventory for, or is it for upcoming projects, or kind of a combination?
Be for new projects.
New projects. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What type of projects do you have coming up?
A lot of big additions.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, ton of cabinets and woodworking. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And let's see here. It looks like you currently have a loan with Bond Street.
Right.
And looks like I have an estimate of the balance at 80 or 90. Do you know what is the specific balance right now?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. But 80 to 90 is about the right amount, ballpark?
Yeah, it's right in there.
Okay. And did you use this, when you took the loan out with Bond Street, was that to pay off a Can Capital loan?
Part of it was, yeah.
Oh, I see, okay. And the other part was about the same thing, paying off vendors?
Yeah, and, expanding.
Sure. Okay. Okay, and it looks like 2015 you did about $905,000 in gross sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember what you did in 2014?
I can look it up and tell you.
Okay.
And then I know this year we're also we're already at $960,000 this year.
Nice.
So it continues to grow. The only problem is my finances are holding me back from growing even more.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you're kind of jumping one loan to the next, when you get into situations where you need additional capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, that seems like the only way to go about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we actually have, we have programs here, and maybe sometime down the road you'll be qualified for it, where basically you take a loan out with us, and halfway through the loan you can renew. And we actually have some programs where we can forgive your interest too. So the remaining interest you owe us, you don't have to pay it back. Yeah, so it's a pretty sweet deal. And a lot of our customers, they used to jump lender to lender until they get into this program, and then they just continue doing it with us.
All right, let's see here. Okay, so 2014 was
$672,754. Wow. Okay. Definitely grew the business in the last 2 years. That's awesome. Okay. Is it just you had more clients, or did you do anything differently?
I purchased some equipment that allowed me to produce things quicker.
Oh, okay.
I
Awesome.
brought on more employees, and we've taken on more projects, but
Nice.
it's just growing almost faster than I can keep up with it. So.
That's good. That's good to hear. Do you, like CNC machines for designing the like cabinets and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. And we actually do equipment financing here too. So if you have any upcoming equipment needs, we can help you with that too.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So a few things I want to touch on your file. September, I'm looking at your bank statement here. You did end in negative about 4,000. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened in September?
I get busy, and I've recently been changing over my office staff, so making the deposits was on me.
Okay.
And I just didn't get to it before everything hit me.
I see. Okay.
And then there's always the case where you're waiting for checks to come in, and sometimes they're on time, and other times they're not.
And it September just kind of got the best of you. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good to see that you
It
bounced
was
back in
busy. We
October.
were, yeah. Well, I mean, we were wrapping up a few projects in September, so I
Okay.
was on the run quite a bit.
I see. And how does November look for you so far in terms of ending like the available balance right now?
Right now, I think there's 30, 29 or 30,000 in there right now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna put a note in here. Okay. So it looks like based on your sales, you at the moment you don't qualify for a payoff loan, just because your balance with Bond Street is pretty high.
Right.
In order to do a payoff loan, you would have to do two times as much as what you owe Bond Street, which would be about 180, 160 to $180,000. And you would have to have at least about 1.5 million in sales in order to qualify for the payoff. So what I can do right now for you, I want to run this by you first, is we're gonna do a second position loan. Are you familiar on how that on a, what a second position loan is?
No.
No? Okay. So what that means is basically it's going to stand behind the Bond Street loan. So you will have two different payments, one with Bond Street, one with us. It is going to be set up on a shorter term loan just because it is a second position loan. So what that means is it's going to be between 4 months to a year at the higher side. And it's going to be set up on a daily payment or weekly payment option. Okay. And is that the term length so okay with you? And the amount's going to be around the 30,000, maybe 20 to 30,000.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Okay. And then currently with your bank, do you have any other loans out with them?
No.
No. Okay. So just the one with Bond Street then. Okay. Perfect. So it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. We should probably have preliminary numbers for you to look at. Give us about 24 hours. And if you have any questions in between now and then, feel free to reach out to Julian and he can answer any questions you have.
Okay, sounds
Okay.
good.
All right. Thanks,
All
Tom.
right,
Good
thank
talking
you.
to you. Bye.